You're continuing to listen to Sprinkles Showcase of Shenanigans with my two lovely DJs that have decided to join me.
Yo, we love a Showcase of Shenanigans.
We do love it. For real.
Periwinkle Sprinkle feels blessed.
Yeah.
And how are my lovely guest DJs doing?
Oh my gosh, so fantastic. So glad to be back at Tufts. Honestly,
yes, like, two sophomores just ready to live it up.
We are juniors, Kristen. Juniors. Can you get it together?
Two sophomores.
Who cares?
You're really trying, though. I appreciate it. But you got to value yourself as an upperclassman, you know.
Thanks.
With a defined music taste.
Once you like hit that like the point where you're just like, can fully connect to the music that you're listening to.
Yeah, it's the music that connects.
Sure.
Jumpman.
Can you relate to Drake?
I can relate to Drake in that.
Drake relates to all college women.
He does.
That's his thing. College women. If you've seen Insecure by my girl Issa Rae, she talks about for a while, you know, how Drake just really gets college women.
Her love of Drake. See, I feel like there might be a slight reason as to why I cannot relate to Drake in that case.
You're not a college woman. You're a college man.
How unfortunate. I feel like Drake didn't go to college.
He doesn't know about college men. He knows about college women.
I feel like I'm missing out on a major part of the college experience
in
that case.
Well, I'm sorry you can't be a woman. But it's a great experience.
I mean, considering we live in 2018, I feel like I could.
You could. Oh, no, I'm not holding you back. I'm just saying, like, you haven't been one yet.
Big facts.
What are your honest opinions on Future?
I can't swear on the radio, but I am a very
you
big
like
Future fan.
Future. I think Future changed the game. If you think that, then I agree with you. A lot of people don't like him, but they don't know what they're talking about.
I went to visit a friend of mine in Richmond, and she is not a Future fan because she said he looks like a greyhound. And I don't know what that 100% means, but I feel like it's mildly insulting to the goat.
Greyhounds are aesthetically pleasing dogs, though.
Exactly. They are.
You know, like, if she said, like, this guy looks like a pug, schnauzer, mutt, like...
I feel like I'd be a little more understanding.
That's way more offensive than a greyhound. Okay, honestly, who are your picks for Tufts 2018 Spring Fling? Who's your number one? Give it to us. Let's go, Jason.
Well... I'm not going to put names out there, but names that I know were rejected because I personally recommended them included Post Malone and SZA.
Post Malone and SZA are entirely too popular to play at Tufts right now.
Last year,
they would have been great choices. At this point, too popular.
Okay, personally... Hopefully the person who booked shows last year is not listening, but I made the campaign to book Lil Uzi Vert at Tufts.
Yes,
and
that's a great choice.
They said no because Lil Uzi Vert doesn't have university appeal. Mm. Mind you,
Flocka does? Question mark?
Question mark indeed. Mind you, this was in November. I asked my friend, I told him to book Lil Uzi because he had the appeal of the masses. But he honestly booked a really good lineup. The only issue was that T-Pain bailed.
Respectable lineup, T-Pain bails. That's just like a tough go.
Exactly. If T-Pain hadn't bailed, it would have been a fantastic lineup.
It would have been amazing.
Okay, well.
But I was a big proponent on trying to get Lil Uzi Vert. And my friend.
What's funny, Chris?
I haven't heard of Lil Uzi Vert.
Get out of here. You're out of the show.
So what I'm hearing is that, you know what? Instead of playing Rihanna next, I'm going to play Lil Uzi Vert next.
Do that.
Anyway, Jason, you want to know who my number one choice is for spring fling and has been since my freshman year?
Please tell me, Evelyn.
LMFAO.
I mean, I look like one of the members, so like, just get someone who looks like the other half and we can be out here.
Like, let's look at criteria for tough spring fling. Washed up, used to create bangers. Charges a cheap rate at this point because haven't put up a banger in at least 5 years. But all college students could relate.
Hashtag
LMFAO. LMFAO.
For Spling Fling.
Should be in the lineup.
Hashtag LMFAO.
See.
You can be a promoter.
I want to argue it, but you are 100% correct. I feel like Childish Gambino in 2013 was an absolute anomaly in the fact that Tufts managed to book him.
Oh my goodness. In his like prime. Tufts came in such a like wave of luck there to land, you know, a great like Gambino in his prime. In a time when like he's only going to go on maybe like half another rap tour, you know?
He's only up from here considering the fact that he's nominated for Tonys, Emmys and Grammys at the same time.
Yeah.
This man is a legend.
No, Tufts literally caught him before his peak. Immediately before the peak. And you know, Tufts students who weren't appreciative of Childish Gambino, honestly, like, your music repertoire should have been expanded at the time. I hope you've expanded it since then. I hope you've listened to all of, you know, his latest album. At least you know Redbone. If you don't, like, don't talk to me.
Honestly, 100. I can 100% relate to that because honestly, what was it? I was studying for finals my junior fall, and I saw that he released an album, and I'm like, you know what? Let's see if it's good. And I listened to the first track, and I was never a Childish Gambino fan, but I listened to it, and I'm like, why is this the best album that Childish Gambino ever released?
Yeah, but it's also outside the box.
Because it was so... Exactly. It was so outside the box.
Because it's a bonfire. Because the lights are out, you know?
It's so good.
Evelyn, get in this pig.
And my lovely guests are taking selfies in the studio. Let's go.
Okay, DJ Periwinkle Swinkle.
No judgment. I'm a fan. I'm a proponent.
Selfies happen sometimes, you know? It's a shame, you know? But it happens.
It's only a shame if you think it's a shame.
Yeah. What?
See, I was gonna go see Childish Gambino over the summer, but the sad moment was when I realized
what?
That.
What? What was the sad moment?
I was in France when he played New York. By the way, I hope you all are enjoying listening to Sprinkle Chuckers and Nonsense on WMFO Medford 91.5 Tufts Freeform Radio. Because it is hour two of straight nonsense and we are out here.
We are out here farther than you know. Evelyn?
What?
Christy, let us all just enjoy Childish Gambino blessing our ears for a moment.
like a kind of like you. Up against the wall, we don't need a title. Yeah, I said it. Yeah, I said it, babe. Yeah, I said it. Man, fuck a title. Boy, I always like the show. Get a little bit, come a little close now. Take it home on your camera phone. Get a little bad, nigga, watch me blow it down. Yeah, I said it. Yeah, I said it, babe.
Let me know all the stars. fresh on campus. Fresh out East Atlanta with no mountain. Fresh out East Atlanta. Bump up like a traffic jam. Hey, I was quick to pay that girl like Uncle Sam. Here you go, hey. Take it on me. Hey. Shout the craving on me. Get the beating on me. Range that beat. If it costs a million, that's me. It's me. I was getting moolah, baby.
Havana, ooh, nah, nah. Hey. Half of my heart is in Havana, ooh, nah, nah. Hey. He took me back to East Atlanta, nah, nah, nah. Oh, no. All of my heart is in Havana. My heart is in Havana.
Hello, lovely people. You are entering hour two of the rare DJ Periwinkle Sprinkle Power Double Hour.
Dual hour.
With my two lovely co-hosts.
That's right.
Slash guests.
Hashtag Avalon Drake. Tell us what you like, dude.
What do I like?
Keyword, dude.
Hashtag dude. I'm a big fan of all kinds of music. You know, I've been to quite a few concerts in my day.
In your heyday, and back in your prime.
That's right, which was this summer.
relatable content.
Let's say, I gotta say, you know, I've been to a lot of shows. I've probably seen at least 100 in 2017. But by Dang. Far... The best show I've ever been to, no question, no competitor even, was Big Gigantic.
Big Gigantic?
Yes. You know, that like, I just love the combination of the live music with the sound mixing, you know. It's nothing really compares to that. Like, seeing somebody be able to play an instrument and just blow you away with their instrumental skills, but at the same time blow you away with their, like, electronic mixing skills. It's like two talents combined in one, something that a lot of people can't do. And it just creates a vibe that's, like, something you've never experienced before until you've experienced it. At somewhere like Bonnaroo.
Wow, it's an experience you've never experienced until you experience it.
That's true. The only way that I can explain it. You know, I was kind of hating on Big G beforehand. I was like, oh, they're not that good. Like, I don't really care about seeing them. My sister was, like, really pushing us to be at the front. And then we were, and I can't, like, there's no single moment in my life that is equivalent to the euphoria I experienced at the Big Gigantic set at Bonnaroo.
You saw them at Bonnaroo? I don't know. I'm trying to convince friends of mine to go to Bonnaroo.
I actually kind of hate the lineup this year. I think it is the worst Bonnaroo lineup in several years. It's extremely similar to every single other music festival lineup out there because
150%.
Live Nation has bought out Bonnaroo. They bought them out in 2017, and Bonnaroo has slowly been losing their originality. You know, Bonnaroo always has, like, a classic rock headliner,
The closest thing they have this year is Sheryl Crow.
Right. And that's kind of in touch with Bonnaroo's classic roots, but like...
But when you only have...
Last year, you had U2, you had Pearl Jam the year before, you know, like...
You had Earth, Wind, and Fire.
You had literally Red Hot Chili Peppers last year headlining Bonnaroo. And this year, what? We have, like, Anderson .Paak, which, like, I love Anderson .Paak. I think he's great. But he's not U2. He's not Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah, like, the headliners are Eminem, Jack White, and The Killers.
Right, like, it's
Why are The Killers headlining festivals, first off?
It's the same headliners as every other festival out there right now. Like, that's the same headliners as freaking Boston Calling. Which, like, I'm not sending negative vibes towards Boston Calling.
But, I'm sending all the negative vibes towards Boston Calling.
Bonnaroo is a much larger festival. Like, Bonnaroo attracts much larger, more famous acts than Boston Calling.
Like, Bonnaroo actually has camping and, like, has a steady foundation, unlike Boston Calling. It's been around for
at least like over 17 years. I went, my first Bonnaroo was the 15th anniversary. That was 2 years ago. That was a pretty good show. Last year was the most incredible like set I've heard of. You know, we had U2, we had Red Hot Chili Peppers, Glass Animals, Flume, Cage the Elephant. Just like,
and now this year you have,
and this year I don't
Future,
even go.
Marshmello, Eminem, Jack White, The Killers.
Go. I'm a local, and I wouldn't even pay for a ticket.
See, I really want to go, but like, mainly because I've never had the experience of a camping festival. If I was gonna choose the festival, because it's like almost all the same artists at multiple festivals.
This year, but at least it's they're so the same. Like,
at least Bonnaroo has Anderson .Paak to change it up just a little bit, which a lot of festivals don't.
That's true.
Oh, my friend, are you alive?
I'm alive.
She's just jealous. She's never been to a festival.
True.
She doesn't know what's good.
See, I've never camped for a festival, but I went to a music festival in Barcelona, and it was one of the most incredible experiences of my life because the festival started at 6 p.m. and ended at 5 a.m. So it was an overnight festival, which doesn't happen often. All I know is I met people who were from the States at like 2 a.m.
Damn.
And we were seeing Flying Lotus together at 3 in the morning. It was
Flying Lotus, like from an actual person.
He's an electronic producer, and he performed from 3 till 4:15 in the morning.
Those are the best sets. I love those sets at 2 or 3. They started at 2 or 3 in the morning. You know, the only people that are there are like ready to hear these music, like ready to hear the music, ready to experience those like great vibes coming from the set. Nobody is there like just arbitrarily, you know.
Oh, absolutely.
That's when you meet the best people at a festival. 2 a.m. or later, that's when you'll find them.
Speaking of 2 a.m. or later, fam, are you able to hang along with us?
Oh, Chris, no,
are you good?
I'm tired.
You alive? You chilling, bro?
I'm chilling.
You know, I just want to make sure you're able to kick it with us.
I'm kicking it.
You know, we have like probably a whole half hour of just nonsense waiting for us.
Wow. I'm killing it.
Killing the game. I love it.
Yeah. I think a lot of our Coachella goers out there are pretty excited about Beyonce making up her...
Coachella's lineup is hot.
Kristen, you can't walk away with your headphones on.
Yeah,
it is a pretty sick lineup, but...
Sick?
I
compared
honestly,
to last year's?
I'm not that
Where's Gucci
in Coachella.
Mane? This lineup is hot garbage compared to last year's. Last year had at least one metal band and one like weird electronic band. This year has jack shit.
That's what you need.
You gotta have the weird shit.
You know what? Oh, like, wow. Excuse my language. That's some of the best shows that you'll see. You go to a festival, you go for like these like five headliners that you're like, okay, this ticket is cheaper than me paying to see these five headliners by myself, and I can get in the very front if I work for it. But then you know, it's like the killing time when you see the shows that you've like had no idea you were planning to see. You just happen to stumble upon them while you're in between shows. It's like, holy shit. Holy crap. This show is life-changing. This is some music that I never thought I would see. These are some people on a vibe that, like, I didn't even know existed.
Exactly. Like, I saw, like, seeing Flying Lotus at 3 a.m. was on another level. But I also saw Run the Jewels just before him at, like, 12:30. And in the morning, like, it was like 1:30 in the morning, and the entire crowd in Barcelona started an F Donald Trump chant. And I'm like, wow, this is something that I could only experience in Barcelona, because there's no way they could fly with this at any other festival in the U.S.
That's really valid. Yeah.
And it was really fun, because it was like, I saw the XX up performing across while waiting for Run the Jewels. And then the next day, I saw Skepta, who's a rap artist from the UK. And while waiting for him, I saw the Arcade Fire do a full set while waiting for him to come on. And that, it was like, not many festivals provide that amazing opportunity, because the stages were directly across from each other.
Right.
So if you were waiting for someone to come on, you had to see the person who was on just before them through like cameras and stuff. And, like, I saw Skepta and then had a 7 a.m. flight back to my homeland.
But worth it.
Oh, it's completely worth it. 150%.
Undisputably worth it. You know, I think a lot of people, you know, spend time, like, you know, they're so worried about, like, what they're doing and what their direction is. And they don't take the time to realize, like, what an experience is worth. You know, like, a Friday night spent in your room, like, watching a movie unwinding is just nothing compared to, like, seeing a live show or, like, experiencing real art.
Oh, 100%.
Not to say that, like, watching a movie in your room isn't art, but, like, there is something to be said about the power of live music.
Live music and live theater, totally, like...
Completely, like...
It's an unreal experience. As a person who's been to 300 plus concerts, like, I can 100%,
yeah, no, I
can
attest. I relate to you in that.
Oh, we have one of our lovely guest DJs coming back.
DJ Chrissy Cap, here we go.
Hey.
Hey.
The question of the day is, do you have a lovely request for us? For the next half hour.
Oh, how about some Justin Bieber?
I'm feeling some right here. Justin Bieber featuring Drake. A few albums back ago.
Justin Bieber has a song with Drake?
Yep, right here.
Ain't got no shame about it. She think I'm spoiled and I'm rich because I can have any bitch. I got defensive instead. Right here? Wow. Okay, you are 100% correct. So, for our lovely listeners who have had to deal with us for this last 20 minutes, first off, I'm sorry you've had to hear the lovely voice of Periwinkle Sprinkle. It looks like we have 10 listeners. Wow. Thank you all.
Thank you.
We appreciate you big time.
But it seems like we're about to go shift from J. Cole to the young lad Bugatti Biebs.
You know, like, you can hate on his life choices. You can hate on his content. But you cannot hate on his vocal abilities.
Big facts. He's an amazing singer. Let us experience that. Baby, I'm here to stay. I can't go nowhere. I know you're scared, cause you've been hurt. Baby, it's alright. Lost in your eyes. Every time that you look in mine, I promise to be all that you need. I won't leave you.
just wanna love you. I would never ever put nobody up above you. I just wanna kiss you, baby. I just wanna hug you till the end, baby, till the end. Girl, I'm right here. Ain't nobody gotta hold you, 'cause I'm right here. Ain't nobody gonna control you, 'cause I'm right. Say we'll be fine, say we'll be together. Selfish of me to ask, since I be the reason we don't last forever. Wish that you knew all that I do to make this thing go right. Promise to be all that you need. I won't leave you, baby, no. 'Cause I just wanna love you. I would never ever put nobody else above you. I just wanna kiss you, baby. I just wanna hug you till the end, baby, till the end.
'Cause I'm right here. Ain't nobody gotta hold you. 'Cause I'm right here. Ain't nobody gonna control you. 'Cause I'm right.
My right, she been raised right, being patient. I know you waiting, waiting on a good thing. When the time's right, you should let me get to know you, baby.
I just wanna put it on you. If you want to, baby, tell me what you gon' do, girl. I can make you feel perfect, girl, you're worth it. I just need to see you working, girl. 'Cause I'm right here. Ain't nobody gotta hold you. 'Cause I'm right here. Ain't nobody gonna control you.
Cups of the rosé, bitches in my old phone. I should call one and go home. I've been in this club too long. The woman that I would try is happy with a good guy. But I've been drinking so much that I'ma call her anyway and say, fuck that nigga that you love so bad. I know you still think about the times we had. I say, fuck that nigga that you think you found. And since you picked up, I know he's not around. Oh,
are you drunk right now?
I'm just saying. Tell me, have you heard that lately? I'm just saying you could do better. And I'll start hating only if you make me. Cups of the XO. All my people been here. I see all of her friends here. Guess she don't have the time to kick it no more. Flights in the morning. What you doing that's so important? I've been drinking so much.
But I'ma call you anyway and say, fuck that nigga that you love so bad. I know you still think about the times we had. I say, fuck that nigga that you think you found. And since you picked up, I know he's not around. Oh, oh, oh. I'm just saying. Me, have you heard that lately? I'm just saying you could do better. And I'll start hating only if you
I think I'm addicted to naked pictures and sitting talking about bitches that we almost had. I don't think I'm conscious of making monsters out of the women I sponsor till it all goes bad. But shit, it's all good. We threw a party, yeah, we threw a party. Bitches came over, yeah, we threw a party. I was just calling cause they were just leaving. Talk to me, please, don't have much to believe in. I need you right now, are you down to listen to me? Too many drinks have been given to me. I got some women that's living off me. Pay for their flights and hotels, I'm ashamed. Bet that you know them, I won't say no names. After a while, girl, they all seem the same. I've had sex 4 times this week, I'll explain. Having a hard time adjusting to fame. Spreading that mixed up. I've been talking crazy, girl, I'm lucky that you picked up. Lucky that you stayed on. I need someone to put this weight on.
I'm sorry.
Are you drunk right now?
I'm just saying you could do better. Tell me, have you heard that lately? I'm just saying you could do better. And I'll start hating only if you make me.
You're not gonna come? I guess I'm about to just kick your head in.
Just throw up while I hold your heart back. White friend said you niggas crazy, I hope no one heard that. Yeah. I hope no one heard that.
Cause if they did, we gon' be in some trouble.
Yeah. If they did, we gon' be in some trouble.
I've been living what I wrote. And all I see is snakes in the eyes of these niggas. Mama taught me how to read them when I look. Miss me at the precinct getting booked. Fishy niggas stick to eating off of hooks. Say you eating, but we see you getting cooked, nigga. I don't act hard, I'm a hard act to follow, nigga. Like it or not, when it drop, Betty gotta listen. Chasing dragons, trying to make it happen on a mission. Step into the shadows, we could talk addiction. When it's harmful where you going, and a part of you that know it don't give a fuck. Pardon me for going into details. 376 was a brothel, we had females coming every hour on the dot. And this shit sound like a gavel when it knock. Focus on my chat, ain't as frantic as my thoughts. Lately I've been panicking a lot, feeling like I'm stranded in a mob. Scrambling for Xanax out the canister to pop, never getting out of hand. Steady handling my job, time damaging my ties. Who turn to get up, get dude, turn to dinner quick. You circus niggas, you turning into tricks. I was making waves, you was surfing in them. Dealing with the stomach pain just from birthing nigga shit. Cut the grass off the surface, pray the lawnmower blade catch the back of a serpent nigga shit. Bitch. Good grief, I've been reaping what I sowed. Nigga, I ain't been outside in a minute, I've been living what I wrote. And all I see is snakes in the eyes of these niggas. Mama taught me how to read them when I look. Miss me at the crease and getting booked. Fishy niggas stick to eating off of hooks. Say you eating, but we see you getting cooked, nigga. My fleeting thoughts on a leash. For the moment, high as fuck, I've been alone in my shit. For the longest. Snakes sliding in the street. Mama taught me how to not be like the bodies lying in them, pigs riding in them. I'm a target, so it's hard to even eye me in them. If he ain't dying for me, and I ain't rhyming with him, it's no time for that. Making sure my man wallet straight like a collar when you iron that. Thinking about my grandmama, find a bottle, I'ma wallow when I lie in that. I just want my time and my mind intact. When they both gone, you can't buy them back.
Your boy DJ Perry Sprinkle, and it is just, you know, it's the first week of the last semester of my entire college career. Obviously, for the average listener, they probably wouldn't probably understand how significant something like this is, and it's like, as I've been going with the evening, it's been slowly hitting me how crazy it is the fact that I'm hitting the last semester of my entire college career, and I have done so much and have been playing so much into it, and even now, it is just the influence of being able to be on the radio and being able to play some of the music with how I've been feeling has been a cathartic experience for myself during my 4 years at Tubbs. And honestly, the music that I'm playing now has been no different, because it is definitely a mixture of music that I've been enjoying and music that definitely portrays how I've been feeling during my entire experience in both a positive and a negative sense. And even though it's so early in the semester to be trying to like be feeling in such a manner, it's hard not to, considering the fact that it's literally my last semester during my time at Tufts. And honestly, the music that I'm playing right now is purely just something that I want to play in the background as some cover up for the music that I definitely want, that I have been feeling lately. To make sure both music that it's in a positive sense, but also negative in the feeling that it's very evocative in emotions in both a negative sense. But at the same time, it's like I need to be able to evoke this negative emotions to be able to feel some sort of positivity in the end. Because trying to bottle up all these negative emotions just causes a whole slew of issues for myself and in terms of trying to hold up stuff that I want to like bring out to others. For those of you that are still, I guess, listening, thanks for continuing on. But honestly, I'm at a point where I'm just like feeling like I need to vent how I've been feeling lately and just listen to more stuff that has been, that is like more evocative of my emotions instead of just traditional music. And just like traditional trap stuff that just like conveys only one emotion, doesn't like have more depth to it. Cause it's coming to feel like it's more like a cover up rather than more evocative of what I've been feeling lately. That might be related to the fact that it's also 2 a.m. and, you know, coming to the fact that it's like going into my, I didn't even start in my last semester of college and it's already like hitting the fact that I'm starting it now is like a lot for me to deal with. But, you know, for those of you listening, thank you. And, you know, I think I'm at the point where I just want like both, all of us who are vibing, including myself, to the music to just like hang out and vibe for this last minutes and enjoy it. And for those of you who are listening that may or may not be seniors here, famous the beginning of the end, we just gotta bask into what we got and enjoy the time that we had for like the last, for our last few months here. And that's something that I need to be able to like deal with. But until then, let's just enjoy the music that we're listening to now.
I'm going with my stash. Tryna make it last. Fox overflow like they did in the past. Ain't with me, they still tryna ask. Fuck you all know about me. Fuck a nigga bitch up for 40 OZ. Should I keep it low key? Many people saying that they know it, like there's plenty of the shit I ain't see. Catch me overseas in a fucking white tee. Bitches say LaVell, man, I really want the D. Niggas say LaVell, man, I really wanna see. Y'all know about me. Stress keeps building. Blood stops flowing. Brain got me open. Gun off a potion. Stress keeps building. Gun off a potion.
End of hour two, and probably the end of the 2 hour power by your boy Periwinkle Sprinkle. Honestly, this break has been a lot, both positively and negatively, in terms of the stuff that has been going on. And honestly, being able to appear on the radio is a very cathartic experience for myself and probably others, including me, with what's been going on in their lives. And being able to do this has been very fun in terms of just like actually being able to come back and like play music that I like and have a good time with the people who have been listening, whether or not anybody is actually listening right now. And I know my radio show has been taking a little bit of a sad, depressive turn. And for anyone who is listening right now, please, if you're dealing with anything, please talk it out with someone. It has been something that I have not been able to do and have been dealing with for years. And it's honestly better to start the bullet now, to bite the bullet and be able to open up now, than try and bottle it up for years and years and years, because it's something that I've been doing.